Lance Prowse is flipping through the last edition of the Homer Tribune.
You know, if you look at it, it's all local news. It's about the election, the charging station, them stopping. I mean, it's Bristol Bay fishermen, you know. It's about fishing. It's the stuff that affects us right here.
Prowse is standing inside Captain's Coffee, a local coffee shop that he owns. He says they sell about 8 to 10 issues of the paper every week. He knew that print was struggling, but was surprised to read that the Tribune was shutting down.
I think it's a sad thing. This is pretty much our own hometown voice.
It's the news that he goes to and that he has a connection with. He says he was about to pitch the paper a story about coffee before it shut down. He points to the picture of the last day of the farmers market and says the newspaper's local coverage was unique.
I think just like that picture on the front, the gals holding the pressure cooker. You're not going to see those. That's not going to be in any other paper. That only appeals to us because we live here. That's the part that's going to be missing.
Alaska Media used to own the paper but sold it to the Anchorage Daily News earlier this year. The Tribune announced in its paper Thursday morning that it was ceasing publication. The announcement said it was a difficult decision. The article quoted the president of Anchorage Daily News, Ryan Binkley, saying, quote, "Hyper-local printed newspapers like the Homer Tribune are becoming less viable. We intend to continue meeting our readers online at adn.com," end quote. Binkley did not respond to a request for comment. Tommy Wells was the editor of the paper. He says he isn't surprised that the paper is shutting down.
Advertising revenue for weekly newspapers has been down, not only in Homer, but everywhere. And I think that the powers that be above us looked at it and, you know, they made a business decision.
Wells used to live in Homer, but moved to Texas a couple of months ago. He and the director of sales and marketing were the only full-time staff at the publication. But the paper employed numerous local stringers.
We did a great job of covering what I did. It was just that added feature that, you know, you might not get one in both papers, but you might find something in one that you like. And I think that's the biggest thing.
Last year, the newspaper won first place for Best Weekly Paper by the Alaska Press Club.
I think I was proud of every issue in some ways. You know, some were better than others, but at the same time, I think that anytime you can bring the news to the people, and that's what all of us want to do, whether you're in the radio business or the newspaper business, or you want to get as much news as you can out to the people so they can be informed.
He says he's glad the community can still be served by the one other newspaper and the local radio station. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.